The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, New York. This is Atlantic City former mayor Don Guardian inviting you to join us as we welcome AM 970 The Answer and our good friend Joe Piscopo, broadcasting live from the world-famous Atlantic City Boardwalk, joining the New Jersey Broadcasters Conference.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the...
Al, you listening in New York?
Yes.
I got you. I'm 2 feet from one of my best friends, Harry Hurley. I'm going to go into my radio yelling and energy and having fun.
Do it.
I'm going to be broadcasting on...
There'll be no fun. No fun.
Three other stations.
No, absolutely.
We're in a hallway.
You should do it NPR style. The entire show should be NPR style.
You couldn't get us in a closet? A closet might be a little more comfortable than a hallway. Joe, come to Atlantic City. And then the boss goes, how much are we getting paid? Nothing. I come down. Why? For the boss, Phil Boyce. That's why I'm here. Where do they put us? A hallway! We're in a hallway. And by the way, Stu, French toast, anybody? See, and I have to apologize to Harry Joe. I'm going to start yelling. You're going to hear it. Hey, good morning. It's Piscopo in the morning. This is only me because I'm Jersey through and through. Love this state. And when I show up, oh, look at Paul. Great. Thank you, Paul. When I show up, thank you very much. Sausage, because you know that's my favorite. Thank you. Great. Paul Rotella, great. Pancake, sausage. And some eggs that looked like they were scraped off a kettle somewhere at the bottom. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
You look great, though, Joe.
Very, very nice. I look great.
I look at the breakfast.
You're lucky that you know Phil Boyce. Otherwise, I'd be very upset. So I come in, so I'm Mr. Jersey, great. I go, great, they send a car. Best driver I've had in a long time, great. It was a Volkswagen, but it was the best driver I've had for a while. The Beetle, we got down here in quick, no time. And I come in here, and the hotel looks actually good. Atlantic City is jumping, which was great, and we had a great time. But I expected, like, maybe we had some room here when we broadcast, maybe out of a cloud. We're in a hallway, but there are, in true Atlantic City fashion, mirrors all over the place, so we could see ourselves broadcasting. Hey, so it's Joe on the radio. Good morning, and we will have some fun from Atlantic City. We're actually, Phil Boyce is being inducted into the New Jersey Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. So they said, would you want to come on down? Joe, would you make the introduction? And that was Paul's way of getting us down there. We're not having to pay any money because Jerry doesn't let us move without somebody paying us. Am I right or wrong?
That's right.
So we came down and we're here. And it's great to be here in Atlantic City. And tell you what, the town looks great. The place is jumping. The Trop is actually great. It's like what, almost 90% sold out in the middle of the week. So it's great. So, you know, I always like that fun. But I've been coming down here for, like, my goodness gracious, almost 40 years. I remember when I came down here and I went down to Caesars. You know, I don't know how irritating this is going to be with, like, other radio stations, like right in my ear, Frankie Five Boroughs. This is the closest. They put us in a close quarters for a reason?
Well, you know, the fire marshal apparently only allotted
New Jersey regulations
a finite amount of
space.
Can
we bribe the fire marshal? You let it because everybody else...
Paul did bribe him. This is what we got.
You know, we know if the mayor... Can the mayor get into a fight like in the hallway here just to make it exciting? You think we can do that? Something exciting like that, you know? Oh, wait. Paul, don't post anything without me checking, please. Oh, my gosh. It's a bit... this is the best. You know that movie Joey Benefit we're doing? This is it. I am living it. I am living it. And it's great to be here. Hey, you know, before we get started and before we get going on, the news that's breaking now is these tankers attacked in this is the Gulf of Oman. I mean, two tankers have reportedly been attacked in the Gulf of Oman. Shipping sources say Reuters that the tankers were attacked near the Strait of Hormuz. The crews were evacuated safely. The tankers reportedly had flags from Panama and the Marshall Islands. There were no immediate confirmation on the attacks. Early reports said a Norwegian oil tanker was hit by a torpedo off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Britain's Royal Navy says it's investigating. What's going on there, Frankie? Is that a problem that was going to cause an international incident?
Well,
now?
What you said is exactly what we know. We don't know much
who
beyond that, so we're monitoring the situation.
Actually,
closely.
We do know a little bit more, guys. 20-some-odd sailors have been taken off the boat. One has been injured. No deaths.
All right. And do we know who caused it?
No,
we don't.
All right. Well, we'll get into it in a second. Hey, it's Piscopo and Frankie is down here. Thanks for being here. That was good last night hanging with you.
Yeah.
Last night a little bit. Yeah. Did you get to bed late? I know you did.
Absolutely.
Look at him.
Absolutely. I think it was about. I was in bed before midnight.
Oh, that's good. That's good for Frank. So and it was jammed. I got to tell you though, it really is exciting down here, and it is jumping. Stu, thank you for all the work that you've done. I know how impossible it is to mount these things. So thank you very much. It sounds good to us. So we wanted to. We have a lot of guests from Atlantic City, and we believe in Atlantic City. And so one of my dear friends, Dr. Nina Radcliffe, we said, Nina, come on the show. She is in here with her OR outfit on. Because she has to go jump in there, and she's got to go operate on somebody or something. So she was walking by. So we wanted to say good morning right off the top of the hour. Nina, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm glad this is not television, so you can't see what I look like.
Well, you look pretty good. Honestly, Frankie, I think you would concur.
Without a doubt.
Nina, so you're going on the way to the hospital now?
Yes, after I'm talking to you.
Oh, this is great. Thank you for taking the time to come in here.
Always. Anytime for you, Joe.
So you have surgery? Like, there's surgeries this morning that you have to... oversee?
Yes.
Do they tell you the night before, is it all emergency?
Well, there's some scheduled cases and there's add-ons. So if there's somebody who gets shot and has to come into the operating room, we take care of them emergently.
Oh, gosh. But the crime's a little better in Atlantic City, huh?
Well, yes, it is.
But sometimes when you see some... Is there some...
Are you looking around?
Because I can hear everybody. But maybe we can't make it more directional than that? Okay. No, just a lot of ancillary noise. Hey, Nina, so tell us what you do at the hospital down here in Atlantic City, where you could be. We had a great chat last night.
Yes.
Is that you said you could be at the University of Pennsylvania, you know, the big, big hospital, and that's where you started out, am I right?
Actually, I started out in University of Texas, Houston, and then I went to University of Pennsylvania.
How'd you end up in Houston?
I was following my ex-husband.
Oh, see? Then you said, that's it. And then you left him in Texas?
No, he came with me to Pennsylvania.
All right. But you worked at the U of Penn, right?
Yes, I did. I was on teaching faculty there.
Wow, that's great. And then, so tell me what you were telling me last night about how you were finding out new medicines, and you were finding out things about Alzheimer's and everything.
Well, these academic universities are the leading edge. This is where medicine occurs and research. And so most academic universities have a fourfold. They are research-oriented. They are patient care. They're community outreach. And they are their volunteer work. So there's so much that goes on there. And we were able to do translational medicine where we worked with the neurology department because we were able to collect fluids and tissue from patients during the surgery that can then be examined for biomarkers for various things like Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's.
Wow, that's amazing. So,
are
we close to some cures on these things? Because, you know, people always talk about how, you know, they always do all these studies, cancer as well, like pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
But then I talked to some guys with that in the field talking about pancreatic cancer that you're close to a cure on that.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of research. There's people who are dedicated just to figuring out and solving this so that people can be cured and they can be survivors. It's constant. It's ongoing. There's so much to learn because the body really is miraculous.
Yeah, that's amazing. You stay on top of. What about anxiety, too? That's real, too?
Yes, and that's why I'm here today.
Stress?
Stress and anxiety are keys.
I wouldn't know anything about that. If I don't get my French toast, I'm like flipping out, and I'm on my French toast. We're in a club. You know, I kind of use it as, it's a good, a good fodder for comedy, good fodder for certainly for radio material, you know.
French toast or anxiety?
Anxiety.
Yes.
So, you know, so because it's just constant anxiety. And my life is all anxiety. It's all like one responsibility after another responsibility. I never stop. Is that going to catch up with me at one point?
It will, and you're not alone because there's 40 million Americans who do have an anxiety disorder. It is across the board. It's children, it's teenagers, it's adults. It's increasing. It's not going away. It's real. And sadly, literally millions don't understand anxiety. They don't understand what it is, what they can do to manage it, how they can help others around them. And part of the reason is because the way it's described is inconsistent. The way it's managed is disorganized. So it's confusing to many people.
Yeah. So what do? Take drugs. They do, right?
They do. And that's
I don't do that. I'm not a drug guy.
No. And that's one of the biggest concerns is because we're anxious about the anxiety medications. They are addictive. They can be lethal. And I don't want to see another opioid epidemic. Here, take a pill for your anxiety. It doesn't even solve the problem. But that's what we're walking down, that same road with this rising epidemic.
So how do you deal with the anxiety? I mean, I have the ability. I'm telling you, people always go, how do you put up? They look at my life, Nina, and we talk and we're friends.
Yes.
And how crazy it is with the kids and what the kids, and then the hassles I get, and the people will come at you in your personal life. And I'm sure we all go through it.
Yes.
You get married and you don't get married, and then there's always anxiety. I could go on the drums. I could just wail on the drums. Like
you are a great drummer.
No, remember you came and saw me. Remember, and that was great. So, but people go, wow. What are you thinking about when you play the drums? All the anxiety in my life. I could release it that way, you know?
It is. It's a great counterweight. Well, one of the first things you want to do with managing anxiety is to recognize what it is and to understand the difference between stress and anxiety. Stress, and both of them have, they increase your blood pressure, they increase your heart rate, they increase your breathing, they can cause you muscle tension and headaches. But when it comes to stress, it's a response to a situation. Say, for example, you're standing on the side of the road and a car's coming at you.
Yeah,
a stressful situation, and your body responds by that. Chronic stress is something where, suppose, financial pressures. It's chronic. It's prolonged
constant.
Stress.
Yeah, sure.
And many times anxiety is a reaction to the stress or the chronic anxiety. And the telltale symptom of anxiety is needless worry, fretting, apprehension, constant, just jitteriness. And that's not healthy. It makes you, robs you of joy and contentment in life. But it is a good thing. And all of us have anxious thoughts and anxiety because it is a way to survive. Take, for example, you're sitting on the side of, or you're standing on the side of a cliff, you can't see me right now, and you look down, you're scared, but that's a good thing because that's going to make you step back and not fall off that cliff.
It
is a survival mechanism. So we want to embrace our anxiety, but we don't want it to take over our lives.
Yeah, it's so true. I worry constantly. That's not good. It's
no,
not
it's
good
not,
to worry.
It's not. It robs you of the thoughts that are productive. It crowds your mind out. You have to be able to stay in the moment and enjoy the moment. Worrying about the past doesn't change the past. It doesn't help us understand the current. Worrying about the future, you can't much times do anything about it, but you have to enjoy because life is now.
Yeah, you're good, girl. That's a great attitude to have. But, you know, with the kids, I always worry about the kids. I always worry about, I got to go here, I got to go there and everything. Just put it aside. Put it aside. We laugh about it. We have a good sense of humor on the show about it.
Yes, like you do.
We try anyway. Hey, Nina Radcliffe, Dr. Nina Radcliffe, thank you so much. We appreciate everything that you read online. Where can we find you on Twitter? Because I follow you on Twitter, but what's the handle?
At Dr. Nina Radcliffe.
At Dr. Nina Radcliffe. So you'll go right from here to the hospital.
Yes, I will.
And you go right, oh my God, God bless you.
Yes.
You're quite a gal. And thank you, Nina.
Well, thank you.
Great to see you. Thanks for joining us this early in the morning.
This is exciting.
No, we never, by the way, Nina, never. We always open the show. I take about, Al will verify. I always take about good night, 15, 20 minutes, and we chat with the audience and say hi. But you were only available now because you're going to go help people in this great city of Atlantic City, and we opened up the airways for you because
we think
that much of you, Nina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my patients. Say thank you.
Great. Thanks, Nina.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Wonderful.
Okay, thanks so much. Anxiety. See, I'm going to stop worrying now, Al. What do you think, huh?
I don't buy it for a second. You haven't gotten your French toast. It's not going to happen.
You know, really, I got, you should see what I got.
And then they're not going to have real maple syrup. And then I know he hands you sausage. I mean, really.
I can't even eat eggs like that. Wait, what's in the egg? Because there's butter in the egg. Nina, eggs. You know what? Look.
One time, it's not going to kill you, you know.
I know Paul 100 years, so I can say Paul Rattel. What do you think, Nina? Go ahead.
His son went and got you coffee this morning.
Coffee is great. I appreciate it. What, Nina, what are you thinking?
Of this, eat the eggs. A lot of vitamin B and D.
Why are you saying don't touch anything else on the plate?
I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not a big carbohydrate for breakfast person.
Look at this.
The carbohydrates, if you have this splurge of carbohydrates, can make you anxious.
Oh, gosh, that's all I need. No wonder. No wonder I'm always anxious on the radio.
You know, these sugars and these carbs that are simple
but it's
carbohydrates.
Maple syrup. Nina, it's maple syrup.
The syrup is sugary.
See,
yes, it's sugary. You can have a little bit. I mean, you can have a little bit in moderation. But
has she seen how much syrup you put on stuff? Oh, my goodness.
Don't say anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't say anything. I'm addicted to maple syrup. It's a natural sugar.
Really?
Natural.
It is.
With antioxidant benefits, Doc.
It does, but everything in moderation. Everything in moderation.
I'll never hear the end of it from Gattulo. I'm telling you, he's going.
Dr. Radcliffe, he pours half a bottle onto the French toast.
I do. I always put too much on. These guys always ride me because I use too much maple syrup, you know, and I'm always running out. So too much. And my doc calls. He's listening. He goes, Joe, lay off the maple syrup. He goes, could you be my personal doctor, Anita?
I sure can.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, now I feel a lot better.
Okay. And then first we're going to start. You start with the eggs. Here's your water.
There you go.
I'll leave it right there, Debbie. I'll leave it right there. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
Time for a checkup. I'm the worst. Nina, we love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
No.
I'm the worst. I'm sorry. It's early. I'm in Atlantic City. And you have a license when you hit Atlantic City. You can be a little, not inappropriate.
No.
Politically incorrect.
All bets are off.
She'd be a doctor for one visit. You'd fire her because you couldn't eat maple syrup anymore. That's it.
No, I would listen. I would listen to Nina.
Okay.
My doc could tell me I love him, but. It's not Nina. Hey, Debbie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. You guys are up. So Frank was up till midnight?
Oh, wow. You have no idea.
No.
I'll tell you, this is jumping down here.
I was in bed before midnight.
Oh, before, like I one think. Minute before. Sure. 11:59.
He was hanging off the chandelier, 11:59. It was.
Oh,
it's good
it.
To see. I know everybody. We miss you.
Okay, it was about 12:30.
Look, you're amazing, Frankie.
I don't know how he does it.
And he had like a look in his eyes when I saw him. Like we're drinking, right?
That was the look
in his eyes. If Nina, am I ready? Came off the elevator. Where's the party? Didn't he have that look?
Probably still sleeping.
he had that look. But anyway, we're off and we're running. It's Biscopo the morning. Frankie is here. And Al's in the studio. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhamel.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, Dr. Radcliffe. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the southbound New England Freeway. Traffic slowing down, getting death threat exit 19 in Rye. It's late running construction. Couple of lanes blocked there. On the freeway north, exit 12, getting up past West Nyack, an accident there. Inbound GWB 15 minutes in. Lincoln 20. Holland about 25 minutes into town. 440 North closed by Culver Avenue, Jersey City. Accident with a down pole and some down wires. No problems on the Atlantic City Expressway. If you're heading to 36 westbound getting up into Atlantic Highlands, it's an accident there. That's a down pole and wires as well to watch out for. Building Deegan South through Fordham Road. Cross Bronx West heavy at 3rd. Belt Parkway West slowing down at Lefferts Boulevard and heading over to Midwood. 17th Street is blocked by Avenue N. It's all due to fire department activity. Watch for some rain today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhamel with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores through June 17th. See store for details.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, live from Atlantic City, 624 right now, telling you about MyPillow. MyPillow, don't forget, Mike Lindell has a special deal for you that's only offered on radio and TV exclusively. It's a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98, only $34.99 per pillow. It's available at MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. What's great about this is that you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have absolutely nothing to lose. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. How about that? 10-year warranty. What pillow is going to give you a 10-year warranty, please? Not to mention a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And this offer is only available at MyPillow.com, or you could call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
If you can use some exotic booze, that's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me. We'll fly away.
Mr. Sinatra, let it swing out.
Come fly with me. We'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. We'll float down in a blue.
Frank Sinatra with Joe Piscopo on the radio at 626 on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning. Good morning. It's a Thursday. It is June 13th. This is the feast day of St. Anthony, a very powerful saint. We want to acknowledge that and make sure a little prayer to St. Anthony today for my Catholic brothers and my Catholic sisters. We're here, so we're in at the Tropicana Hotel, right? And Phil Boyce is our programming guru. Phil's a legend. Phil actually put Bob Grant, he worked with Bob Grant, but he put Sean Hannity, made, I believe, and I think Sean would acknowledge this, made Sean who he is, you know, the great broadcaster that Sean Hannity is. Phil Boyce actually wrote Mitch album, too? Mitch,
Right. Before Phil came to WABC, he was the program director at WJR in Detroit.
And, legendary station.
Yeah. And a heritage station. And he put Mitch album on there, and then Mitch, you went
huge,
on all this acclaim with Tuesdays with Maury. You know, the people that you meet in heaven.
So Phil's the guy. Phil's the guy. And Mark Levin as well. Levin. And then you know, Jerry Crowley said, Joe, you want to go on the radio? And Phil said, are you kidding me, Jerry? No. So he said, Phil walked us through this whole journey on AM 970. So now Phil's being inducted into the New Jersey Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And they asked me to make the introduction. I said I'd be more than happy to do it. There's no way physically I could have gone from New York down to Atlantic City in time for the induction ceremony. So we are broadcasting live from Atlantic City. Frankie is happy, and hopefully you could hear us okay. But we're next to my buddy Harry Hurley and some other station folks that are here. This is Radio Row, as it was. So I hope it's not too disconcerting to you. But it's we have a lot of guests from Atlantic City. And I have to tell you, as a Jersey guy, and you know, and there's a lot going on, and we'll get into it too, that Atlantic City is really doing is in the middle. And I think under Mayor Guardian, it started, Don Guardian, it started to come, this big comeback for Atlantic City. The real estate values are up. Stockton University, thank God for Stockton University, because they put together, they have some buildings right next to the Tropicana, you know, in the southern part of Atlantic City. And then all the casinos are full. The only thing I would like to see they do, those two properties, Frankie, there's the Hilton, the old Hilton.
Right, and the old Trump Plaza.
They should not, why don't they knock them down or make them, or like Nina was saying earlier, make them like a condos. Make them condominiums. Well,
you're so right, Joe. The Trump Plaza was the first thing you saw coming off the Atlantic City Expressway. It's so depressing to come off the Atlantic City Expressway
see
a vacant skeleton of
all
a hotel.
Jersey,
hotel. It's never going to reopen. It should absolutely be knocked down.
Unless there's somebody else going to reopen it as another casino.
No, there are no plans. Yeah. No plans to do it. So it's got to go.
Or make it nice high rises right there. And,
right. Well,
but,
something.
But and
it's
but,
a great
but
location.
Having said that, curb your enthusiasm, you know, is that the town is, I could see resorts doing good. The Borgata's doing great. Harrah's is doing.
And here at Tropicana, they're doing great.
This Trop is 90% sold out, like now, like today.
So
I love it.
I had to.
We don't want to say anything negative. Because telling you, the town is jumping.
The point is having a vacant hotel like that being the first thing you see.
Aesthetically.
It's not great for morale.
That's exactly right.
Atlantic City itself, it's resurgent, right? I had to check in our coworkers Joyce and Kevin at the Borgata and the Ocean Resort before I checked myself in here, and there was
where are they staying?
So Joyce is at the Borgata, and Kevin is at the Ocean, formerly the Ocean Resort, now it's the Ocean Casino Resort. But there was not
two great properties.
Yeah, there was not a parking spot anywhere. Both places were absolutely packed.
On a Wednesday. Yeah, it's really jumping. So we don't want to say anything that and you know, I'm the guy that wrote the jokes all those years ago, but I'm telling you right now, the town is doing good. So we got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about Atlantic City. We're going to talk about, I'm a little worried, Albert, about this incident that happened. Where was this? The Gulf of Oman. I mean, that's the way wars start.
Right.
So when did that break out?
Well, that broke overnight. The tanker was attacked. And let me see if I have the story here. No, I don't.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so the tanker was attacked. It's Norwegian in nature. Apparently had just filled up.
Who attacks the Norwegians?
Well, they had oil. And so they got the oil from the United Arab Emirates. They were sailing out of the Gulf and were attacked. Now, we don't know if it was Iran. The Fifth Fleet has responded to help with rescue operations. Our Fifth Fleet, which had been already ordered to be in that area to begin with. Yeah. So they're assisting in rescue operations. One person we know of has been injured. Okay. The other sailors have been evacuated off of the boat. But as to who has caused this, we don't know yet.
All right. So we'll check out that. And I know there's some hockey fans and, I know there's a lot of Ranger fans. Al's a Flyer fan. I'm a Devils fan. But and we will be with a shout out to Lou Lamoriello and the Islanders, all the local teams. But the St. Louis Blues are now celebrating their first Stanley Cup. That's their first Stanley Cup?
Cup in four tries. Great. They lost the other three tries. And the head coach of the St. Louis Blues happens to be a former Flyer, Craig Berube. So very happy for them.
And St. Louis is a great town. You know, they've seen it's tough times. And that's where our buddies from Rawlings are. And it's a great, great city. So congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Oh, and then what happened before we break Frankie Fibros? There was an interview with President Trump. And I go into my hotel. By the way, the hotel's been very hospitable.
Yeah.
Cannot be nicer. But my TV doesn't work in the bedroom section of my hotel. Now, I don't mean to be whiny. These are first world problems. Easy. But I can't stand. There's always something. The TV, and you hit it, and you go. And I'm real good, technically. The TV's not going. I want to watch the news.
Right.
I want to do some research before. So now I have to put the TV on in the other room, you know. So I can't hear it. So, but I heard something. I'm running back and forth trying to watch the news. You know, really. Only me. And so what happened with President Trump, and what did he say?
So apparently, he said essentially that he would be willing to listen if he was offered dirt on a potential opponent by a foreign country.
And he was doing the interview in the Oval Office.
Right, with George Stephanopoulos. He said exactly that. We could play the audio a little bit later, but he said, you know, look, what are you going to do? Of course you're going to listen.
Yeah.
I think what he's guilty of here is being honest. If you went to any politician in America.
Oh, absolutely.
And said, hey,
absolutely.
Here's a whole bunch of potential damaging information about your.
No, I don't want to hear anything.
Get that out of here. So that's the difference between Donald Trump and every politician in America, is Donald Trump will actually be honest with you.
But, of course, Elizabeth Warren tweets out, impeach him. You know what? Bring it on. I can't watch her. God forgive me. I cannot watch her on stage. And she's
well, good thing your TV wasn't working.
Great line. It's so true. Touché. But anyway, she tweets out, Elizabeth Warren tweets out, this is why the president should be impeached. And all of America goes, what? Because he says he's not admitting that. And by the way, she's alluding to the Russian tower meeting. I mean, oh, my God. We should impeach the president because of that. Give me a break. Hey, Joe on the radio. Anyway, it's a Thursday, and it's Atlantic City. Anything can happen. We're going to have a slew of guests. Anything can happen. I'm in a crazy mood, in case you haven't noticed this morning. And we're changing our format a little bit. Tonight, I'm excited. The New Jersey State Troopers called, and they said, Joe, they have this symposium at Princeton University with the New Jersey State Troopers, and all the homicide detectives from all over the country come and they convene, and led by the New Jersey State Troopers, which really a shout out to our troopers in New Jersey. Very proud of our troopers. It's one of the most elite law enforcement agencies in the world, really. And so the colonel called, said, Joe, could you come down, do a little entertainment, say hi? And I just don't want to say no, because these men and women in the New Jersey State Troopers, like the NYPD, like the local police in Atlantic City here, put their lives on the line every
Absolutely.
Day. So I'm going from here, and then I am going to Princeton, and I'm going to entertain homicide detectives.
Well,
how's my career doing, Frank?
It's doing, you know, Judge, I saw you when I got off the elevator here at the Trop yesterday after I parked. And shockingly, you were with Dr. Nina, just the two of you.
The two
of you were in the midst of an embrace, which you claimed was a kiss goodbye. And I didn't want to interrupt. But it,
the only good thing about the closed quarters, I like, is smack him with the back of my head.
No wonder she said she'll be your personal physician.
It's a good thing we were... Doctor. It's a good thing we
give
were
me a call.
In a hotel, I'll just say. Plenty of room.
This is a show you don't want.
No, we're walking around.
We may never be on the air
again. No, honestly. So Joe and I are walking around together, right? And walking around the Trop, and Joe says to me, where are you going now? I said, I'm going to the party. And Joe says to me, what party?
I didn't get invited.
Yes, you did. The party we're invited to, the opening reception.
Was it a mass email?
I said, Joe, we got to get there quick because I have a feeling it's only free drinks until 8
That's,
o'clock.
That was his impetus.
Yes, right.
Of course. Of course.
It's expensive drinks.
The Trop is gigantic. By the way, people all over.
Knew exactly where you were going, but what I was going to say is we navigate through this maze here at the Trop, which is a great property.
Yep.
But all these people, you know, would come over and want their pictures taken with you. You took pictures with every single one of them.
Yeah.
And so I think your career is doing just fine,
given the
level of recognition and warmth from the fans.
All Frank kept thinking about, I need a bourbon now. Joe, can I take a picture? And Frank's going, oh, my gosh, another picture.
I'm
going
to drink.
It's going to delay my free drink. I started with vodka, in fairness. I didn't do bourbon until I had a cigar at
You are an animal. I swear, and you're up and at him, and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Absolutely.
I love it. That's our Frankie Five Boroughs right there. Albert's in the studio, and Joe on the radio right here from Atlantic City, 6:37. Great. Thanks for staying with us. It's going to be a wild morning. We don't know what's going on and what might very well happen. But Al's in the studio with the local news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
64 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Firefighters battling a huge blaze that has ripped through three homes in Midwood, Brooklyn this morning. The fire broke out around 4:30 a.m. at 1488 East 17th Street. Two people have been rushed to the hospital. No word what has ignited the large fires. Senators Bob Menendez and Cory Booker renewing a push for greater school bus safety. They've reintroduced a bus safety package following last year's crash that killed a Paramus fifth grader and her teacher on I-80 in Mount Olive. The package includes bills that would issue new 3-point seatbelts for better protection and notifications to employers when a bus driver's license status changes. The 77-year-old Paramus bus driver's license had been suspended 14 times, including less than 6 months before the crash. And New York City moving to extend the cap enacted last year on the number of for-hire vehicles, such as Uber and Lyft. The hope is to protect professional drivers from overbearing amounts of competition while also reducing traffic and congestion. In addition, for-hire vehicle companies will face a time limit in regards to how long empty vehicles can cruise south of 96th Street in Manhattan. The moves follow last year's rules governing drivers' pay as well, in which $17.22 per hour must be earned in any given shift, or companies like Uber and Lyft need to make up the difference. In sports, Yankees and Mets both off. The Bombers will open up a series on the south side of Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Mets host the Cardinals at Citi Field. And the St. Louis Blues, they're Stanley Cup champions for the first time. They beat the Bruins in Game 7 in Boston by the final of 4-1. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thank you, Bornell. You mentioned the fire over in Brooklyn. East 17th Street is still blocked off over by Avenue N because of that ongoing fire department activity over in Midwood. Let's go to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Moving slowly, 440 out through the Verrazano Bridge. Volume on the eastbound Gowanus up through 92nd Street. Deegan south at Fordham Road. It's an accident there. And the Bronx River Parkway southbound right at the Cross Bronx. An accident blocking one lane. G trains are back on or close to schedule. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland about 30. 440 North is still closed by Culver Ave in Jersey City. Accident with a down pole and down wires. Traffic is still building for you as you take a ride over to 18 northbound, getting up toward Route 136 at Atlantic Highlands. It's an accident being cleared. Atlantic City Expressway is moving okay. New England Thruway southbound into Rye construction. Rain today, high of 63. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
It may be hard to realize that those statements are true. They sound unbelievable. Hi, Kevin McCullough, but our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund of Alliance Defending Freedom right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help you defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or online at am970theanswer.com.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour of the key sites and places to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, live from Atlantic City. It's 6:42 right now, and it's so funny. You know, I was telling you about John Bramnick's book, Why People Don't Like You. Great Father's Day gift. You got to check it out. You go to Bramnick Book at Amazon. This is a very funny book by a very funny man, New Jersey's funniest lawyer, John Bramnick. So one of the things he always says, they give you advice, because people, especially guys, don't know what to do. You know, don't rush into an elevator. Somebody might actually be coming out, right? Don't tell people you look tired unless you are their mother or the doctor, right? How many people tell you that? You look tired, or I get this. You sound tired. I am tired. I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. Then this is this from John's book, Why People Don't Like You. Don't grab my drinking cup by the rim.
Sorry.
Keep your grimy hands off my cup.
Sorry.
So I have a cup in front of me. I did. Al, listen to this. And then Frank goes, oh, the coffee right there? That was brought to you special. And he touches the rim of the coffee cup.
Oh, my goodness. What's the matter with you, Frank?
Book. You're right. You're right. You're right.
So now I got to figure out, where did Frank put his finger?
Right there.
Right there, so yeah. I could turn it around. Don't grab my drinking cup by the rim. This is a very funny book. You're going to love it. John Bramnick, Assemblyman John Bramnick. This is the review, by the way. You got to check out the Amazon reviews. Assemblyman Bramnick is not only a fine legislator, but a terrific guy. His book is such an enjoyable read, an effortless read. Don't tell Governor Christie, but I like Assembly Bramnick's book better. That's from Amazon, with due respect to the former governor. All right, so check out this book, please. Why People Don't Like You. Very funny, by John Bramnick. Hysterical. A great read. Order in time for Father's Day on Amazon by typing in Bramnick book.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
So it's interesting. When I started out, when I went to college, I tell you know the whole story. And then I was going to drop out of college. My father wouldn't let me because he didn't want me to go to Vietnam. And so I studied and I graduated school for radio and television, broadcasting. So I said, this is great. Now, for me to end up here on the radio is a thrill for me. And I'm such a Jersey guy, I know everybody in New Jersey radio. And I know everybody in the great state, and New York as well. So it's a joy for me to be among the broadcasters. So Harry Hurley is a legendary broadcaster. I've known Harry for many, many years. He owns it in Atlantic City, but is respected around the country as a premier broadcaster and knows everything about politics. So Harry's broadcasting next to us. So we said, well, let's grab Harry. Let's put him on the airwaves because he is the legend. And Harry, it's with great respect and love that I put you on the air with us this morning, my friend. Nice to see you here.
Joe, what an honor to be on your show with Frankie, with Stu. You're great friends, great partners. And I'm broadcasting about 3 feet from Joe's microphone. So unless I'm having hallucinations, has French toast come up on your program today? Okay, because I have 1 year. I'm doing my show, but I have 1 year open. I'm hearing French toast. Could I just offer a little counsel and maybe end this controversy?
Yes, please, please.
Not just because Joe is my dear friend, but the man wants bread dipped in eggs. I don't think it's too much to ask.
They get that.
And a warm cup of espresso.
In prison they get that, don't they?
Yes, I don't. Maybe better. So I don't think it's too much to ask for. Can we put that one to rest?
Just look what they got. Look what they got. It's like sausage and eggs. And you know me. You know I love sausage. What am I going to do? And it's the Link sausage.
The Link patties have not been touched. The powdered eggs have not been touched.
Powdered eggs.
And something resembling a pancake, but it might be a hockey puck, is sitting there with some cardboard-shaped potato nuggets.
I cannot wait to do. And not. An inkling of fake water maple syrup.
Yeah.
This is sugar water, as I think it. Thank you.
Table and a patty of cholesterol.
Harry, I'm a big star, baby boy. I pull in, I show up.
What's that going to look like at 10 o'clock this morning?
My lunch. Yes. It'll be my lunch. We cried out loud. Oh, Harry, great to see you, man. It's too funny. It's nice that we're here, though,
you know?
And New Jersey really has come into its own, you know, and the radio bill, I refer to him because my boss gets mad. You're the only guy that Jerry Crowley allows on the air from another Jersey radio station.
I have to say, Jerry, thank you.
You know?
And you're a genius. What an honor. That means a lot to me, actually.
Everybody loves Harry Hurley. And then, so we.
What did I do that I get this
respect?
To
you have a respect, because you know what's interesting. Not that the other guys don't, but you're just loved and respected. And you know all these people in the business. You know politics. I'm telling you, with due respect to myself, due respect to everybody broadcasting in New Jersey, you know New Jersey politics better than anybody. You have the inside line. So let's talk about the governor. People are very upset with Governor Murphy. Now, but Al's on the other side. Al Gattullo, you know.
Great, I love that.
A great broadcaster, but Al, he goes with the name calling. And I'd say to Al, don't do that, because I don't want to call names. I always try to be respectful. But people aren't happy with Governor Murphy. I'm being kind when I say that.
I think
that.
Even Democrats aren't happy.
Yeah.
You look at what's going on. We're taxing rain. We're a sanctuary state. I could go on and on and on. I mean, we are becoming California.
Yes.
And that's not good.
That's exactly what I say every morning. See, I'm doing good, Frankie. I'm echoing Harry Hurley. Come on.
Absolutely. You guys are on the same page.
I have to say, Senate President Sweeney is our godsend at this point.
Thank you.
Because
thank you.
He is watching out that some of these extreme things that otherwise, think about it, we have two houses of Democrat legislature, a Democratic governor, and without Steve Sweeney, even more weird things would be happening.
You know, Steve Sweeney, good guy, the man who should be governor.
Yes.
He was going to run.
Yes.
And then Governor Murphy came in. And due respect to Governor Murphy coming in, and he went to the county chairs,
yeah,
laid out some bucks.
Yeah.
You know, and Steve is the, to the most of us, and correct me if I'm wrong, Harry, Steve Sweeney, head of the Senate now, and if you're outside the area in listening on AM970TheAnswer.com, Jersey's very tough politically, man.
No question.
Camden County's rough. It's like Cook County in Chicago.
Yes.
You know, you think New York stuff? New York is nothing compared to Jersey politics. Very, very rough.
Absolutely agree. And, Joe, you know this because we're like brothers. And Murano in the morning and I are dear friends.
Cousins.
And he knows this. He knows this all too well. I'm a Chris Christie and a Kim Guadagno Republican.
Yeah.
I will say this on your show. Phil Murphy is a beautiful person. I think he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But it's his politics that are twisted.
Yeah. And you know what? And he could not be a nicer man.
He's a beautiful man.
And his wife and Pat, they're just nice people.
Terrific.
But my gosh, it's like, and look what's happening. Governor Cuomo, I've known for years. Andrew, I've known for many, many years. What's going on in New York? I can't make excuses anymore for him.
Well, I think what's happening is the most extreme element of the Democratic Party, where all the delegates are to be won, is so far left of anything that is normal in America, but they're all catering to this Ocasio-Cortez, Sanders, socialist Democrat wing.
Yeah. So what do we do in Jersey in a couple of years? People say,
well, here's what we do.
Yeah.
And it's happened our entire lifetime. New Jersey is cyclical in nature. We had Democrats. We got Governor Christie for two terms. It almost was destined that a Democrat would become the governor again. There's a good possibility at the rate things are going, either Steve Sweeney challenges Governor Murphy in a primary and beats him, or Governor Murphy is a one-term governor. But certainly, if he got a second term, we would see a shift again. That pendulum, when we go too far, it happens at the national level as well.
Yeah.
The American people will make a course correction.
Well said. George Norcross, a personal friend, full transparency.
I like him.
This guy built Camden with Governor Christie,
yes,
who doesn't get enough credit for that. Camden is on the road to being virtually spectacular. Why? Because I work in the at-risk community. I've walked it when it's been very, very tough. Still a long way to go. But what Governor Christie has done with George Norcross, that his home area, his hometown, now Governor Murphy's going after George Norcross.
Yes. Who would have believed that Governor Christie and Steve Sweeney could get more business done?
Yeah.
Than a Democrat Senate president and a Democrat governor.
Well,
how
said.
About that?
Right on the money. Right on the money. So we would support. Now, what are you hearing on the? And I know you're gonna skirt this issue. The governor and Mr. Norcross. We've invited George on the show. He's going to come on when he can. But now, shouldn't he just you let sleeping dogs lie in Camden? If everything's okay, why would they go after George like that?
Politics.
Yeah.
It is brass knuckle politics. I think it's a bad move.
Wow.
George Norcross, folks have come after him before. He's like a cat. He always comes. He's going to stand up to this as well. I think it's a bad move.
And you know what? George never loses, Harry.
Correct.
Harry Hurley, you're a legend. And you don't age, brother. Look at you. You look great. And I'm honored to be your friend, man.
Honored to be your friend.
You're a great guy, Harry.
And
a great book.
Harry's also featured in Talkers Magazine this month. Talkers.com is a great podcast with Harry, with Michael Harrison on there. If people are fans of talk radio, it's a must listen.
It is. Thank you. Thank you, Frank.
And, Joe, I'm not saying this for anything other than, I mean it. Congratulations again for being one of the top 100 most important talk radio hosts in America.
Oh, you know, it's great. I'm part of the we're colleagues now, which is great.
We are.
Shaking your hand with
thank
great
you,
respect, Harry Hurley.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you. Piscopo in the morning. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads at 6:52 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Harry. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the Deegan. Deegan, south of Fordham Road. It's an accident. Bronx River Parkway southbound, getting down past the Bronx Zoo. It's an accident there. Over in Midwood in Brooklyn, 17th Street is blocked by Avenue N. It's that ongoing fire department activity, so watch for delays there. LIE westbound moving slowly into Little Neck Parkway and getting out toward Casino Boulevard. Inbound GWB 25 to 30, Lincoln 30, Holland about 40 minutes into town. 440 North is still closed at Culver Ave in Jersey City. Accident with a down pole and down wires, so watch out for a lot of police department activity over there. 36 westbound in Atlantic Highlands, accident with a down pole, one lane blocked. and the southbound thruway, some stop-and-go traffic. 14A down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. New England Thruway southbound jammed up by 19 into Rye. Ongoing construction there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cooler today with periods of rain, some heavy, and a thunderstorm tapering to showers late this afternoon. Watch for flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. High 66. A shower in spots this evening. Otherwise, clearing, breezy, and cooler tonight. Low 59. Partly sunny and windy tomorrow, high 74. Even warmer for Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy skies and a high of 82. A shower and thunderstorm in spots on Sunday and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller, AM 970, The Answer.
Rob is back. Joe Lumberg out there doing his marathon, 24-hour marathon. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. It's 6:56 right now. So what I did, you know, I'm on the road. I'm in the hotel. And the night before, I tried to lock everything right in order so I could just fly out in the morning. And I put my three Bounce of Nature fruits, the red Bounce of Nature, I put it right out there. So I remind myself, first thing I do in the morning is take the Balance of Nature. Boom, just like that. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form, that's what Balance of Nature is. So I have it there. I'm on the road, especially I'm on the road. And then I brought it with me. I have it in my radio bag, my Radio Rawlings bag I always tell you about. I'll take another hit of the fruits, and then I'll take two more hits of the vegetables later. And I have the privilege of having that advice from Dr. Douglas Howard, who says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. Indeed, it is. But if you call the Balance of Nature a phone line, 800-246-8751, you get a health coach as well. You get a health coach that Dr. Douglas Howard has trained, and they talk to, and they get on the phone with you, and they tell you exactly what you need, how you need, what's good for you, if you're not feeling right. And you know what? It doesn't cost you anything extra. And now, for a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. All you have to do is call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. Good health, it's only a phone call away. Doctor, can't you see I'm burning? Oh, doctor, doctor, hey. Now, when we cleared the airways for only for Dr. Nina.
That's right.
It's a first.
That's right.
It's a first.
That's right.
Huh? We had to do it, man. Mm-hmm. We had to do it.
Yeah, but if she told you to stop eating maple syrup, you wouldn't stop.
And my doctor, too. My Dr. Vinny Bumbats. Dr. Vinny Bumbats. He goes, I've been listening to the show. He goes, quote, unquote, he's a tough guy, great guy. He goes, lay off the maple syrup like that. So put in maple syrup. But now, Frank has just left the premises, not the building, I don't think.
Oh, boy.
And he's on a search for some espresso, and he's on for daddy, and
with
he's on
the search.
And he's on the search for some kind of food that doesn't look like what was brought to me early this morning. Did you eat yet, Stu? Do you want something like that? Stu, our engineer here. Oh, man. Anything could happen. We're broadcasting from Atlantic City. Joe on the radio. It's a Thursday. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
64 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Queens mother is in critical condition after she was hit by a car while crossing the street. Police say 47-year-old Nabila Aziz near her home in Bayside Tuesday night when an SUV slammed into her. The driver took off. Aziz's family says doctors have told them she has internal head bleeding. Police are trying to track down the driver. Anyone with information urged to call police. The publisher of the Rockland County Times will be facing a judge after he was caught in his car with LSD, Xanax, and THC gummies. 39-year-old Dylan Skrilloff was arrested back on May 28th in Edison, New Jersey. It's unclear why police just released the information. Skrilloff was cuffed on the spot, later charged with manufacturing and distributing controlled substances. He'll go before a judge in Middlesex County on June 20th.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.